tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hey everybody, this is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory, and welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio, or NPE Radio. I'm so happy that you've returned. I am currently in San Antonio, Texas, and if any of you know anything what's going on in Texas right now, it's not the best place to be. Fortunately for me, Hurricane Harvey hit about 150 miles from San Antonio at our beach town, which is Port Aransas, but it then moved a little east, so it's in between Houston and San Antonio. And hurricanes, typically the stronger side is going to be the western side and not the eastern side. I'm sorry, the eastern side, not the western side. So San Antonio, we are getting very little rain, just drizzling some wind. Fortunately, Houston is having a catastrophic flood, and that's where my brother and my mother live. And it's just horrible. So please pray for them. I know some of you are going to be listening this way after the hurricane has passed, but it's horrible. Houses are flooding, including my brother's own house is flooded. He's lost his house. So please say prayers for people over in Houston because it's absolutely catastrophic. Today we're going to talk about fluorescent lights. Fluorescent lights. Have you ever wondered why anytime you're going to go to a restaurant, a romantic restaurant, they never have fluorescent lights on? It's because fluorescent lights are horrible. They are not great lights. And if anything, they're not, definitely not ambient. But today we're going to talk about the history of fluorescent lights to a certain extent, how they work, why they're problematic to our health. And then we're going to talk about some solutions. We're also going to talk about a little with the LED, but mostly it's going to be like what's wrong with fluorescent lights. And then what are some ways that we can work around fluorescent lights? Because luckily there are solutions. Now, the big problem is this, guys. The Thomas Edison incandescent light bulb is being phased out. It really started back in 2012. Actually, I think 2007 was when Baby Bush or George W. Bush passed a law saying that light bulbs had to be more energy efficient. And that essentially put the incandescent light bulb, which we've had for over 100 years, on the road to being tossed. So year after year, the incandescent light bulbs have been, the production of them have been weaned and then totally removed. Like, it's very difficult to find a 100-watt regular light bulb anymore. And they're just working their way down. And so this is a problem. So what, of course, it's like problem, action, solution. So what's the solution? Let's make the CFLs, right? The compact fluorescent lights. But let's go back. Okay, so we've had fluorescent lights for decades. So those are going to be those long kind of tube lights that we see in industrial settings and in supermarkets and in stores and even in your house. Why? Because they're insanely cheap. They're insanely cheap. They last 13 times longer than regular incandescent light bulbs, and they just use a fraction of the energy. So this is why we have fluorescent lights. When you go to any large building, they're going to use fluorescent lights. Now, the problem with fluorescent lights, aside from the fact that they give off very unattractive light, like the light that you would not want on a first date, like you like the candles, you want something nice. The main problem with them, and there's several, but one is that they're not full spectrum light. Okay, so the sun is our friend. We know that the sun's important, not just for vitamin D and for stabilizing our mood, but it provides full spectrum light and it maintains our circadian rhythm. We've talked about in the NPE radio podcast about insomnia, the two that we've done on that, how important it is to maintain your circadian rhythm. This is why it's important to get a lot of sun, because the mind needs to know when is there light. And then when the light goes away, it knows to turn on the melatonin production in the pineal gland to get you sleepy. So in the cloudy areas of the United States and in the world, for example, you're not getting all those cues from the sun. And therefore, unless you have a seasonal lamp or one of those full spectrum lamps, you might have some circadian rhythm problems, and therefore you might have some insomnia problems. The other issue that's with, and that's the sun. So the sun is full spectrum, and so is the incandescent light bulb. The old Edison light bulb provides full spectrum sunlight. So the fluorescent lights, either the compact fluorescent curly cues that you have at your house or the industrial ones, the long ones, they do not provide full spectrum light. And so they do mess with your circadian rhythm. They really do. And the other issue with them is that they provide ultraviolet light, and exposure to ultraviolet light can be carcinogenic, which we'll talk about in a second. So the main problems with fluorescent lights is this. They have mercury. That's the number one. And if you doubt that whether or not they do have mercury, okay, if you doubt that, let me tell you, I'm going to read from the EPA's website, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, cleaning up broken CFLs. Okay, CFLs are those curly fluorescent lights that you might have bought at your house. And now, the funny thing is, when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, we all know incandescent light bulbs are dirt cheap. And now they phase these out in the names of protecting the environment and energy efficiency. But you notice the LEDs and the CFLs, the compact fluorescents, are insanely expensive, right? So they're making you not be able to buy the cheap 50-cent dollar light bulbs, and then you have to get these toxic light bulbs. But let's read here. So this is the EPA website. So when you break a light bulb, you're supposed to have people and pets leave the room, air out the room for 5 to 10 minutes by opening a window, shut off your air conditioning if you have one, and then collect materials needed to clean up broken bulb, like stiff paper and cardboard, sticky tape, and that's how you get the little shards. During cleanup, do not vacuum. Vacuum is not recommended unless broken glass remains after all of the cleanup steps have been taken. Vacuuming could spread mercury-containing powder or mercury vapor. Okay, so before you think this is some grand conspiracy theory, oh, there's mercury. No, there is. The government admits it right there. There is mercury in your industrial fluorescent light bulbs, the ones that we find in stores, and in the ones in your house. So if some of you have accidentally dropped it or your kid dropped it and you didn't know about this, you need to get the hell out. Now, originally, they used to tell you that you had to call hazmat or hazardous material group to come in and clean out your house. So they don't do that anymore. They're not recommending that you do that, but they're telling you to get out, open the door and get out, because there's mercury. And we know how bad mercury is. There is an episode on the mercury in our fish, and that is a little overstated, that danger. But we know mercury in the thimerosal and the vaccines, and mercury in the thermometers, for Christ's sake. We got rid of the old mercury thermometers because that we know mercury is a neurotoxin, but they still have it in the light bulbs. They still have it in the freaking light bulbs. Another reason why fluorescent lights are bad for you is cancer. Now, this is something that you don't really hear about, and this is how I originally heard about it about a decade or two ago. Lancet, which is arguably the second most prestigious medical journal in the world behind JAMA, which is the Journal for American Medical Association, or JAMA, like where's the Rastafarian, man, we're a JAMAN. Anyways, Lancet released an article back in 1982 talking about the connections between fluorescent lights. And of course, back then we didn't have the compact ones, but the fluorescent lights and cancer. And they did the study, and you can actually find the study online. And what they do is that they talk about the rate of cancer, how it increases. They did this study in Australia where they checked the amount of fluorescent light exposure that women were getting, and they compared it to those in a control group, and they noticed that the rate of malignant melanoma or skin cancer grew quite a bit. So let me read you this, the abstract for it, and I'll put a link on this to the actual Lancet article. Lancet's like the British medical journal. It says, in a study of 274 women with malignant melanoma, age 18 to 54, and 549 matched controls in New South Wales, Australia, Fastafabia, Australia, reported exposure to fluorescent light at work was associated with doubling of melanoma risk. Doubling. The risk grew with increasing duration of exposure to fluorescent light and was higher in women who had worked mainly in offices than in women whose main place of work was indoors but not in offices. And then they talk about how even having your body exposed to 1 hour of fluorescent light, 1 hour of it, where you're within 30 centimeters, and that's maybe like 2 feet of you being close to a CFL, doubles your chances of getting skin cancer. Now, do we hear about this anywhere? No. So we have these little cancer light Molotov cocktails in our house. We don't hear anything about it. When Lancet, the most prestigious, second most prestigious journal in the world, publishes not just like last year, so it's like some new study that CNN or ABC News hasn't caught on to, but in 1982, they've known for 30 years, that fluorescent lights increase your chances of getting skin cancer. One of the reasons that fluorescent lights release ultraviolet light, and we know ultraviolet light is bad for you. That's why tanning beds have been banned and they're, you know, class one carcinogen. But they've known this. But while at the same time as knowing this, they don't tell really anybody about it. But now they're like, oh, well, Edison light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs, those are bad for the environment. So we have a solution. Let's produce these carcinogenic, mercury emitting, overpriced compact fluorescent lights. We'll just put these in your home. Oh, that gives you cancer. Oh, what? We didn't know why. We don't know why. Right. So they get to profit off of it, not from you, not just for you buying all these light bulbs, but from the illness and cancer that you're going to get from having it. Now, of course, I'm not saying that if you know you have CFLs in your house right now, you're going to get cancer. I'm saying it's just the studies show that it increases your chances of getting skin cancer. So that's another reason to stay away. Also, it increases your chances of getting cataracts and having permanent eye damage, because again, that has to do with the ultraviolet light. A lot of cataracts. You know, as you get older, you have a higher rate of getting cataracts as it is, if you're around radiation, for example, as well. But that's another issue. And let's talk about anxiety. Anxiety is kind of the big reason that, because again, you know, you tell people it has mercury, they won't believe you. You tell them it has cancer, they think I'm a quack. Anxiety, everyone can relate to the anxiety one. So the way fluorescent lights work is that they're essentially kind of like a flicker light. They're like this incandescent, I don't know how to explain it, because it's like a vaporized light. And I'm not a scientist, so I really can't explain to you exactly how it works, but it has, it shoots back and forth, the light, and that's what causes it to work. Well, our naked eye is not able to detect the flicker of the fluorescent light. This is going to be in the industrial ones and in the compact fluorescent ones. But it shoots back and forth really fast. And even though our conscious mind can't notice that, our subconscious mind can. And so there are a lot of people who have increased anxiety, and it increases your chances of getting like seizures, and it also increases your chance, or I should say, it's more sensitive to people that have a history of seizures and chronic fatigue and epilepsy and stuff like that. So there are people that can notice it more, but it is an issue that everybody has. And if you don't believe me, go into a room, and my students know this, and this is one of the reasons I want to do this podcast. If you walk into a room with fluorescent lights, bright fluorescent lights, like in a meeting room or in an assembly room or whatever, you turn them off. You snap out of this kind of, trance that you're in, and you're like, oh, wow, this is relaxing. So day one of my teaching career, I've always had a policy. The fluorescent lights are never on. Now, luckily, where I work now, my room has a lot of natural light. So natural light comes in. I even have a couple of old school light bulbs, incandescent lamps, to bring in some natural light if it's like really dark outside. But this is Texas. It's sunny all the time. Of course, unless you're getting hit by a hurricane like we are now. But we have natural light, And I have it off all the time. Now, where I used to work at a high school, I was like the one odd man out, and I had the room with that had no windows. And I was like, oh, man, I don't want to have fluorescent lights on, not for me and not for my kids. So I just got a bunch of lamps and lights, and I just lit the room up. And, of course, you know, you use projectors all the time. And so the projector, along with all the lights, lit the room. And I would ask my kids, I would say, do you want me to turn on the fluorescent lights? They'd be like, no. Everybody knows it's like this universal truth that fluorescent lights are horrible. They give off, and I'm talking about like superficial, shallow reasons. They give off this light which makes all of us look worse, right? This is going back to the romantic dinner. This is why we like candlelight or dim lit restaurants, because if you have like facial issues or acne or dry skin like I do at times, you don't want people seeing that. So you're not going to go to like Sam's Club for your first date, which is bathing in that horrible fluorescent light. So we all know that it doesn't make us look good, but more importantly, it increases our anxiety. And there's numerous studies that show this, that fluorescent lights, both compact and regular, are anxiolytic, or they cause anxiety. And again, test this out. Turn on all your fluorescent lights, turn them off, and you know it's just more relaxing. It's a more relaxing light. Other issues that can come up with having too much fluorescent lights is, again, going back to sleeping problems or insomnia, because it doesn't give off full spectrum light, so it screws up your circadian rhythm. It also messes with your hormones, your endocrine system. It can disrupt that. It can compromise your immune system. It can even increase to obesity. So again, these are issues that you need to be aware of. So I would tell you this. One of the things that's best to do with fluorescent lights is get rid of them. Just get rid of them completely. So let's go to a quick commercial, and then we'll talk about some ways you can reduce your exposure to compact fluorescent lights. We have some awesome podcasts in the Naturopathic Earth family that you might not be aware about. Kate McCall, of course, has her own podcast called Kate's Apothecary. Kate likes to make homemade essential oil blends from home and sell it to customers at a reasonable price. She also has a podcast where you can listen about essential oils and aromatherapy. It's called Kate's Apothecary, an introduction to essential oils and herbs for beginners. So it's a great podcast. It's just starting out. She has about 4 or 5 episodes, but check that out on iTunes. And of course, I have Confessions of an Obese Child, which is a 26 episode series detailing some of my fun and not so fun experiences as an overweight child. You can please forward that to people who've suffered from that or have dealt with that. We've gotten such great feedback from people concerning the podcast, people who were overweight or are overweight, parents who have overweight children who are listening to it. And the podcast goal is to bring a lot of levity and just insight. Also, we're going to begin planning to interview people as well. So check out those two podcasts and post reviews. We'd really appreciate it. And again, as always, if any of you are in need of an essential oil blend, Kate can make it for you. Just contact us through the website. Thank you. All right, and we are back. So let's talk about, let's review here. So we talked about some of the dangers of fluorescent lights. A, increased chance of skin cancer, especially if you're within 2 to 3 feet of it for more than an hour a day, which I think we pretty much all are. But I mean, some of you don't have a curly, I call them curly cues, but some of you don't have compact fluorescent lights on your desk that you're within the exposure. Some of you are just in rooms that have the lights on the top, the industrial ones. But even if cancer is not an issue, you're looking at increased anxiety and you're looking at mercury. So these are issues. And I wanted to mention, too, that not only Lancet had a study, but there was a 2012 study from Stony Brook University that also talked about some of the increased cancer risks for people that are exposed to fluorescent light. So I would definitely check those out. All right, so let's talk about solutions, because we like to talk about solutions here at Naturopathic Earth Radio, because it's not all about dun, 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 you know, just gloom and doom. You know, it's like the dangers of this, the dangers of that. I had a former student of mine create a bumper sticker for me, and it's so good. I have it in my room. It says blank fill in the blank, gives you cancer, period. And so I put it up there because that's what the kids always think. It's like, oh, Mr. Luna, everything gives us cancer. So because I mentioned everything, a lot of things that give you cancer, they're just class 1, class 2A, or 2B carcinogens, or possible carcinogens. And so, you know, they just get overwhelmed. They go, and so this guy created this bumper sticker for me that I leave in my room. This is blank, fill in the blank, causes cancer, which is pretty funny. But hey, I think it's important to know these things. Okay, so let's talk about solutions. Well, a couple of things. First of all, just get rid of all your compact fluorescent light bulbs. I think that's number one. I definitely would get rid of them. Just toss them. Is this tenable? Is this something that you can do now? Yeah, I mean, look, there's LED lights. Now, look, LED lights, I have some issues. The good thing about LED lights is that they do not emit mercury. They do not. So if you drop one of those, I mean, just pick it up, make sure no one steps on it. Have you ever stepped on broken glass, like light bulb glass? Ooh, it's pretty bad. It does not have mercury in it, which is great. The problem with LED light, aside from it being insanely expensive, is that it does mess with your circadian rhythm. And the issue with it is that it emits blue light. And we've talked about blue light when we talked about insomnia. The incandescent or the Edison light bulbs do not emit blue light. But blue light mostly comes from computer screens, television screens, of course, your phone, and LED lights and fluorescent lights. So these mess with your body. So LED lights, I would say, is like a temporary solution to getting rid of your compact fluorescent lights. It's definitely, you know, get rid of the fluorescents, and then you can move to LED. I personally would just stockpile as many of the incandescent Edison light bulbs that you can before they're completely phased out. Now, I don't want to be like gloom and doom. They're not phasing all of them out. What the government does is that they're making the requirement very, very difficult for them to meet the energy saver requirement. And so a lot of incandescent light bulbs, the manufacturers are struggling to make them, and they can't. And so inadvertently, they're being phased out. So I would definitely stockpile these light bulbs for the Armageddon gloom and doom that might befall us, because they're great light bulbs, right? They give off great light, and they don't mess with our body like both LED and definitely the fluorescent lights do. So toss them. Definitely toss the compact ones in your house, because again, if you have kids, even if you don't have kids, you're worried about your own health, just get rid of them. And one of the things is that you're officially not supposed to throw them away in the trash can, because again, when they break, they're going to be emitting mercury. So you're supposed to properly dispose of them and not just toss them in somebody else's dumpster behind the McDonald's, like some people do. But not me, of course. Another solution is get more sunlight, of course, and that's just kind of a general rule of thumb, because that's going to help with your circadian rhythm, but that's not as much practical in your house. Get a lot of natural light. I mean, unless you're living in a closet, it is possible to just open up all of your windows and just bathe in that natural light. So I know some of the older houses have the long industrial fluorescent lights in the kitchen, because I've lived in two houses that have had it. So in that case, you know, just keep them on and just try to open up as many windows as possible. So stick to the incandescents. If you have to go to LED, go to LED, but open up the windows and get that natural lighting, because it's great. Lastly, one of the other more practical solutions is wear glasses, sunglasses, or you can wear blue light blocking glasses. I have a couple of these that way I can look at screens at night. And so it'll help minimize the disruption of your melatonin at night. But if you get glasses, the good thing about that is that it will stop the anxiety effects of the fluorescent lights, because it's not going to be getting into your eyes. But you're still dealing with the issue of the mercury and then the cancer. So I would say, number one, get rid of all of them. But number two, if you have to keep the curly ones, the compact ones, just don't be sitting next to one within 2 to 3 feet in a large amount of time, because as Lancet and Stony Brook University studies show, it increases drastically your chances of getting skin cancer. But I honestly would just toss them all and get just the old incandescents. Now, for people who are like at school or you work at a office that has fluorescent lights, yeah, it's tough. I know you don't want to be like the weirdo who's wearing sunglasses indoors. I've done that, but I know you don't want to be that person, or like wear put like a jacket over your head so you're not actually getting exposed to it. But in that regard, if you have the ability to turn off the fluorescent lights and bring in lamps into your office, do so. I've seen people do it. Like I belong to the Y, and there's people there that have the lights pitch black and they just have nice incandescent lights. And it's just so welcoming and relaxing to go into their office. So these are just some practical solutions, guys. So my overall takeaway is, know that these bulbs are problematic, and then you and your family make the smartest decision that's best for your family. But honestly, I'd purge them. Just get rid of them. Just toss them. All right. So until next time, take care. Please check out our articles over at Naturopathic Earth Radio and let people know about our podcast and our website and post some reviews. And we'd really appreciate it. Get the word out. Thank you very much and take care. Bye-bye.
Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.